Remember, you gave me a fake name.
I'm here.
You're there.
I'm
there here. You
Can
are.
You hear me?
What's up, buddy? I got you now.
Hey, not much, man. Hey, I just want to let you know, first-time caller, and been listening to the show for a couple years now, and you've been doing these shows by yourself quite a few times recently. I just want to let you know, man, you come a long way, dude.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's scary a little bit just being in here with just me and kind of relying on people to call in or not. You know, you got to find content to talk about. But yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, man, I figured I'd call in because I know, you know, the callers don't come with the, you know, the best topics to talk about. So I figured...
Well, we welcome
a pretty sharp guy.
Yeah, we welcome anything from gentlemen to cretins and drunks. That's just what the Johnny B Show is all about.
It's entertaining either way. I just wanted to touch base on a comment you made about Demaryius Thomas, and you know, you kind of chuckled about it, and I know you didn't chuckle in like bad taste or anything, but you said, "Hey, could this possibly be a result of, you know, a bad reaction from the vaccine?" Mm-hmm. And I didn't do any research on whether he did the vaccine or not. I'm not sure if you did, but I certainly believe I had a direct, you know, result from the vaccine. You know, I took mine at the beginning of June, and 5 days later, I was in the hospital with blood clots in my lower right leg and my mm-hmm. calf. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, thinking it was just, you know, like maybe I had a Charlie horse or something. You know, it wasn't like, you know, drop you to your knees kind of pain or anything. So.
Yeah, but those blood clots—if they go untreated, they go up to your heart, to your brain. I mean, you could die real quick.
Oh no, it's serious. Yeah, and you know, so I did. You know, I was in the hospital. I did some treatment for 3 months, just blood thinners. You know, everything seemed fine. All of a sudden, it came back in my upper left thigh area. You know, I thought it was like a sciatic or something. Mm-hmm. So. I'm 3 days removed from having a stent put in and a couple of balloons in my lower extremities, you know, because these blood clots came back like tenfold. Mm-hmm. And so for your listeners that don't know what a hematologist is, it's basically a blood specialist. And she told me that I have a mutated gene that's very rare in white males, like less than 2% of white males have it. And it thickens your blood. So I said, well, I don't think this is a coincidence that 5 days removed from having this vaccine that I didn't want to take, Johnson & Johnson, mm-hmm. I don't think it's a coincidence that I all of a sudden developed these blood clots. Before I went into surgery, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you, what did the doctor have to say about that?
Well, that's where I was going. Right before I went into surgery, the PA, the physician's assistant, you know, was asking me about it. And, you know, I told him my backstory, my recent experience with these blood clots. And then the surgeon came in, which he doesn't really do anything. It's all done by machines now. And so I told him everything. So he was asking me, he goes, have you ever had any complications with blood clots in the past? And I started to speak up, and the PA, he just like cuts me off, and he felt the need to say, well, he took the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. All of a sudden he got blood clots. So I was thinking to myself, well, this guy obviously gets it, you know, like that obviously like triggered something with him. So I said, yeah, do you think this vaccine could potentially mutate a gene? And they're like, no, that's not possible, but it is very likely. And in the past, vaccines have proven to kind of activate or trigger certain genes to where now all of a sudden I'm having complications.
Yeah.
So... You know, it's kind of crazy that like some of these states and cities are mandating it. I mean, don't you think it's kind of reckless?
Oh, no doubt. And, you know, I know that Johnson & Johnson did have some issues. Remember, they paused it for a while. I think it was over the summer because there was women that were having blood clots from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And then they kind of paused it and they go, no, it's fine. And started handing them back out. That's the one that I got, too, was the Johnson & Johnson. And luckily, I didn't seem to have any problems with it. But, you know, it could be one of those things, Mark, where it's just sometimes things act differently. They have these numbers, right? Supposedly, they use statistics for this, and they put it on a graph, and they go, you know, overwhelmingly 99% of people do fine with this. But maybe you're just in that 1% for whatever reason that it didn't take, or I don't know. It is scary, though. I got it it was kind of forced upon me. Now, I always had the option to not get it. I had COVID-19 in October of last year, so I was willing to take the risk of getting it again and not getting this, you know, vaccine. But I had to go to a bachelor party, and well, I could have not gone, but I opted to just go ahead and do it to make my friends happy, and so they felt comfortable on this trip. But I didn't want it, and thank God, you know, nothing seemed to happen to me. But you know, maybe I was one of the lucky ones.
Yeah, I get it, and same with me. I mean, I didn't want to take it. It wasn't like obviously mandated or forced on me. I was just tired of entertaining this whole thing. You know, after a year of wearing a mask, mm-hmm. and it was pretty much presented to me: you either take the vaccine or presumably wear this mask forever. And I was like, you know, I threw my hands up. I was like, whatever. Right. Where do you guys want me to go get this vaccine?
Yep.
That's well, I get it, you know, and, you know, here I am now. But, you know, I just think it's reckless. And you know, and the media is just like bashing these people that are refusing to take it. I mean, that's their right not to take it, you know, because it's proven. I mean, the media never puts it out there. They always want to put, you know, how many people are infected, how many people have died year to date and week to week. But they never want to talk about the people, you know, that have recovered or the people that have taken the vaccine that are having complications. You never hear those.
Yeah.
You know, that data or those statistics.
And it's scary too when these, you know, huge conglomerate pharmaceutical companies, they have this protection from the government. There's the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act that was passed by Ronald Reagan in 1986. And the purpose was to eliminate the potential financial liability of vaccine manufacturers due to vaccine injury claims. That mm-hmm. seems like that's a little suspect at the very least, you know, when they can just go, we'll just inject you with this and we don't have any sort of responsibility. I mean, if you have the responsibility, you have to make sure.
Recourse.
Right. Yep. You have to make sure that these vaccines are good to go before you just inject them. And this is just, you know, lobbyists that they have this, you know, billions of dollars are able to hire and lobby our politicians to get laws like this done. And, you know, I think that if there's any politicians with a spine, which doesn't seem like there is at this point, that stuff like this should be, you know, overturned. But it just matters who pads their pockets, you know?
I'm with you. I mean, one of the reasons I called in, you know, because you got the entire floor, you know, and, you know, I love Johnny B too. You know, I can kind of get a sense of where you lean politically. And I understand in your position with Cox Media Group, you have to be kind of like neutral, you know.
But, no, I'm not neutral at all. I'm an extremist. This is the thing. Like, I think people assume that. Well, the binary thinkers anyway just assume that I'm a Republican, and I'm not a Republican. I'm not. I'm an anarchist at this point. So I would like to mm-hmm. see the state be dissolved, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, I'm an extreme weirdo. But no, they don't censor me or anything. They don't tell me I can't talk about that. I try to be fair. I try to be as fair as I can.
Well, I like how you you know your stuff, you know, and that's why I wanted to call in, because you always have a educated and like intellectual input on pretty much any topic that comes up. So you know, you're doing a great job, man. You know, I love listening to you. You keep it entertaining. Like I said, you know, when I first called in, man, you've come a long way. You know, I can kind of hear the